I'm here today talking to Jill Miller and Andrew Laird about Audit Scotland's latest report, Central Government's Use of Consultancy Services. Jill, just starting with you, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
Okay, this report looks at how central government, which includes agencies and co-angles, uses consultancy services. Consultancy services include hiring external specialists, outsourcing work, and employing people on short-term contracts. In doing this report, we examined how central government plans, buys and manages consultants, and we've identified ways in which organisations can make savings.
And what have you found?
We found that central government spends around £114 million a year on consultancy services. These services can range from IT consultants designing a new computer system, for example, to specialists working on the refurbishment of Stirling Castle. We found that by planning and buying consultancy services better, central government can save up to £30 million a year. If central government bodies plan their work better, they could use consultants' knowledge and skills where they bring greatest value for money.
Andrew, just turning to you, I think the public image of when the public hears that a central government body or whoever has used a consultant, there's sort of this image of these people being bought in, paid lots of money, and it's not entirely clear what they actually do. Could you just tell us a little bit about why do government bodies use consultants and what they sort of get for that?
Government bodies are using consultants for lots of different things. For example, it could be that they're bringing in a specialist for a short-term project because their staff don't have the skills to do the work and it's cheaper to bring a consultant in than to try and employ a new member of staff. They also outsource some of their services, for example, payroll services, and that's because it's cheaper and easier to use an organisation that can already do that rather than repeat it yourself. And they can use consultants just to cover things like maternity leave and sick leave. We found the main reason for using consultants was because the staff didn't have the skills or expertise needed, but there's lots of different reasons. It can be because they need to do the work quickly, it can be because they need an outside view.
Jill said earlier that central government bodies could save up to about £30 million a year by improving the use of consultants. Could you just explain a little bit about the ways in which they could do this better to get that kind of saving?
The report says that central government is spending about £114 million a year on its consultants, and we've estimated that about £13 million of that could be saved if they used different ways of buying consultants and better planning of when they use them. We think that if they had better information about when they're using consultants and why, then that would make sure that they're able to bring consultants in where they're going to get best value from them. We think they should also take advantage of the opportunities to learn from the consultants so that they don't use the consultants again in the future. They can reduce their use. When we looked at how they buy consultants, we thought that they were following good practice on that. But again, when we looked at a few of the competitions, we felt they are spending a bit too much time and effort in those. And again, there's opportunities there to make some savings.
Jill, just turning back to you, just lastly, what would you like to see happen now as a result of this report?
We make a number of recommendations in the report, and I would like to highlight a few of these here. First of all, central government bodies need to improve how they control when and how they use consultants by ensuring that they use consultants only where they are needed most. Secondly, central government also needs to make sure they take advantage of opportunities to learn from consultants where it is appropriate to do so. And finally, central government should use competition efficiently when hiring consultants.
Jill and Andrew, thanks very much for your time.